with your hands.
Yeah.
I have a feeling those are all feather touch. Like they're... That one I already took down. Go to the next note, down. No. Like slowly. How quickly is it contacting?
Feather touch?
All right, so let me just...
My name's Chris Nordwall, and I am co-owner of Rose City Organ Builders in Portland, Oregon. We came up to Juneau to tune the organ at the state office building, repair what we could in short order, and get it ready for what was the Friday afternoon lunch concert, and also then have the sit-down discussion in the Q&A forum that was just held to find out what the fate of the instrument will be.
I'm Jonas Nordwall. I'm from Portland, Oregon. And currently, I'm technically retired, but I'm at First United Methodist Church as the artistic music director, and I've been there 54 years. I was approached by my son, who is a co-owner of Rose City Organ Builders, about coming up here to have a meeting with people at the museum about their Kimball pipe organ and its possible future. It was an opportunity to come up and see what's going on and what the thoughts of the community are, because that's the important thing. It's not what the outsiders want to recommend, it's what's going to be the best results for your local community.
This is a challenge because you're coming in and trying to diagnose something that isn't original per se. Parts of it are. Parts of it have been updated. That's always the feel-good thing at the end of the day, if you've actually nailed something down that, you know, has been an ongoing thing. You'll do what you have to do to get that note to function the way it should. It may not be the prettiest repair, but if it works for the performance, that's what you're going for. And I think that's what this thing has seen over the last 30 years. It's had the immediate needed maintenance to get it through the next day. And it's kind of hit the brick wall. So the other thing you have to be really careful about is you can't start going too deep with this, because it's like a Pandora's box. You might be able to repair that and you might cause 10 other problems in the process.
Every project that we've undertaken always has its own challenges. And there's a lot of gnashing of teeth. There's blood, sweat, and tears, but the final product, when you hear it make music for the first time, is always thrilling. And when you see people enjoying it again as they remember hearing it and whatnot, it gives you a lot of momentum to keep going in an otherwise very small niche market.
I hope it's still around. I hope that it's something that... we'll see a resurgence. Everything has to die off. Hopefully it won't completely die off, but I hope to see that it'll sort of have its rebirth in the not too distant future.